Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Skrrr, am I rolling my R's? Am I, or am I just doing a weird thing?
Hold on, do it again.
Skrrr, now I can't do it. I hope you record the first thing, now I'm thinking about it too much. Was that rolling?
I don't know.
My R's.
I'd have to listen back. Go again.
Skrrr, no, I can't do it at all now. Scarlet.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, and I'm so sorry.
I don't know that song.
Oh, I don't know if those are the words, but...
2001. When I was born.
Doxing yourself? You're always worried about doxing yourself. Don't dox yourself, Sir Dox-a-lot. I'm sorry.
About what?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Is this the whole prompt or is it going to be a bit more?
No, this is it.
Oh.
I'm just so sorry.
Are you sorry, sorry that you didn't think of more of a prompt?
This is the whole podcast. It's me saying I'm sorry. I'm sorry we have been away for so long. We will make it up to you somehow.
No, we don't owe you anything, suckers.
You can't call people suckers.
I'll call whoever I want, suckers. Sucker.
You're gonna
go right up to the Queen of England. What's up, sucker?
You can't call the Queen of England a sucker.
I do what I want.
Oh, he's such a bad boy these days.
Shut up, Queen.
Oh no, sucker. That wasn't the Queen. That was just a granny.
All grannies are secretly the Queen of England.
Are they?
Yes.
They wish. They wish they were the Queen of England.
The Queen of England is also the Queen of all grannies.
What if they're not from... What if they're from America? They don't have the Queen.
Just because Queen is prime granny material.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's old. She's getting up there. She's had a pretty good innings.
Yeah. Likes horses. I don't know what grannies like.
What? She likes horses. Did you say horses?
I said horses.
She likes horses. She does really like horses.
Met Paddington Bear. Was I off the microphone?
Oh, the whole time. You're always off the microphone. You've got to eat that thing, man. Listen to yourself through the headset.
We haven't done this for a while, and I've never been good at staying on mic.
Oh, okay.
I think, I don't know, judging by the amount that you tell me. Maybe if I, hold it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you playing that bit from the OCP?
I was trying to. Na-na-na-na-na-na,
Scarfulis.
Zilufax. Na 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 na. That's what we're called now. Zilufax.
Yeah, let's do it.
Na 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 na.
Let's do it.
Start a beat.
Change our
start a beat.
Na 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 na.
That's not a beat.
Na 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 na.
Zilufax.
Na 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 na. What do you want me to do for the beat?
Like a beat.
Okay. Okay.
That's as good as I beat. How do you beat? Can you beatbox? Do you just do boots and cats?
No.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
And my beats go puss and boots and puss and boots and puss.
Puss and boots?
Yeah.
Like the movie?
Yeah. With Humpty Dumpty, and he's got like a real intense human puts man in, face.
Puts in, puts in, puts in. It's a different beat.
He's got like full on man face.
Who? Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty. Humpty dance is your chance
to do the Humpty hump.
Yeah, do the Humpty hump. Do the Humpty hump. Hey,
what?
Have we done this? Favorite actor, actress, and which one would you like to hang with?
No.
Hey, Hardy, who's your favorite actor / acting person? And, yeah, name a top five. Top five actor, actor people.
Okay.
People, they can, not movies. Oh, hang on, what are the rules going to be?
Well, if they're not movies.
No, they can be, I mean, not just movies.
Okay, or like. They're all just going to be stand-up comedians.
All right, not stand-up comedians.
But then I don't know any other actors.
Oh, come on.
Okay, yeah, I know actors. I know actors. Yeah, we did the Banksy episode. I know actors. I know all the actors. Okie dokie. Number five.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay, cool.
Is Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
I'm a big Danny DeVito fan.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Danny DeVito role?
Twins.
Fair call. All right. Yeah. Number four.
Number four is Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's at number four. Wow. Wow. Wow.
I was trying to think.
Three. Let's do number three. I want to see where this is going from.
Into a corner here, haven't I?
Yeah, you have, because Bill Murray would have easily been
Sandra
my top.
Sandra Bullock.
Number three, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
She's getting more comedic. I like it. Good.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, okay. Although her face seems to move less and less as she tries to do more and more funny things. But yeah. I think she just...
Comedy requires subtlety.
Subtlety?
Yeah.
She's so subtle, her face doesn't move.
Yeah, that's how...
But quite often she's quite slapstick and her body flops around.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like it's a juxtaposition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, between her face and her limbs.
Yeah, like which is more funny? For the listeners at home, I was waving around my arms. Now yeah. I'm going to do it without moving my face at all.
That's funnier.
For the listeners at home, I just did what I said I was going to do. And Dad said it was funnier.
It was genuinely funny. All right, number two.
Number two.
Can't believe you put Bill Murray and Danny DeVito behind Sandra Bullock. But anyway.
Sandra.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sandy B, she's all right. Okay, number two.
Egg Helms.
Ed Helms or Egg Helms?
Egg Helms.
That was just a bit they were doing on Auntie Donna, the TV show. His name's not really Egg Helms. His name's Ed Helms.
His name's Ed?
And he's...
That's weird.
What's your favourite Ed Helms film?
Tag.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Tag.
Yeah, he was good in Tag. That leaves us with number one, your number one favourite actor of all time, forever and ever, as written down now in the annals of Juicy Lufox. Neep, 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 noop. Who is your favorite number one acting person?
Anne Hathaway.
Really?
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway. Is your favorite?
Yeah.
What did you like her in the most?
What's
your favorite Anne Hathaway movie?
Well, I mean.
There's so many. Right.
How can I choose one?
Just go on, give it a go.
How would I even know one?
She's apparently your favorite acting person in the whole world.
And Pitch Perfect 1.
Anne Hathaway in Pitch Perfect 1.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Was Anne Hathaway in that?
No. Are you thinking of Rebel Wilson?
No.
Are you thinking
of Anne Hathaway? Maybe you don't remember Anne Hathaway's part.
Well, she definitely wasn't in it. That's why I don't remember Anne Hathaway's part. She wasn't in it. She's not in Pitch Perfect. 1, 2, or 3, as far as I can tell.
Oh, wait, I didn't mean Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson. Yeah, Rebel Wilson.
Of your top 5 favourite actors, who are definitely your favourite actors for real.
Yes, definitely.
Which one would you like to hang out with the most?
I don't even...
Well, you can't remember your top 5?
No. Why are you even asking me this?
Well, I mean, because it's, you know, Danny DeVito.
Okay, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Who would you like to hang out the most?
Which one
did
a, like, 20-minute long Discord ad called the Discord movie where they just moved around and a bunch of weird CGI stuff happened?
I don't know. Who did that?
That was Danny DeVito. Which one has been inside the definitely real Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Liberty is real.
Peter Venkman.
Oh, as Peter Venkman. Oh, well, then that would be Bill Murray.
As Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Which one kind of reminds me of Anne Hathaway?
Would that be Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
All right.
Which one also reminds me of Anne Hathaway?
That's your number one.
Ed Helms.
It's not Ed Helms.
And which one has the coolest name?
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson.
So who are you hanging out with?
I think I need some alone time.
No, you don't want to hang out with any of them?
No, I want to hang out with all of them.
How are you going to do that alone?
Well, I can't decide. I just need some space.
So you need alone time to work out who you're going to hang out with.
Get out of my face for a sec.
I'm not in your face.
Let me just think. You just do something else and I'll think.
What do you want me to do? This is a podcast.
I know.
What do you know?
I know Sandra Bullock.
You're going to hang out with Sandy B?
Yeah.
Why?
Do the other ones have Oscars?
I don't know. Does Sandra Bullock have an Oscar?
Sandra Bullock's got an Oscar.
What for?
Pitch Perfect.
How old do you think the oldest teacher at your school is?
21.
21? Yeah. Are you just saying that in case one of them's listening?
No.
The oldest teacher at your school?
Because aren't we all really teachers? Ever think about that?
I just want you to think about that for a second, right? No. I'm clearly not 21 anymore. You know how old I am.
Yeah, but you're not at my school, are you?
Yeah. Are you saying I look older than all the teachers at your school?
I mean...
Including the headmaster.
No, I'm saying you're not at my school. And isn't that what life's all about?
Oh, why are you being all hippie and weird?
I'm not being hippie and weird. Maybe you need to buy a dictionary. And... get eaten by a thesaurus. That's my new comeback. You can use that if you want. You like it?
That's your comeback.
Do you like it?
No.
Do you like it?
Buy a dictionary and get eaten by a thesaurus.
Yeah.
That's your comeback.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Hey, yeah. Oh, you're so stupid. Buy a dictionary and get eaten by a thesaurus. Yeah,
I'll do an insult to you.
Okay, go.
Now.
And I'll use your comeback. Yep.
You got bad eyebrows.
Whoa, hey, buy a dictionary and get eaten by a thesaurus, kid. it's a bit wordy. Would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather a bird-eating cat or a cat-eating bird?
Does the cat-eating bird only eat cats?
No.
But then, yeah. Cat-eating bird.
What are you going to do with that cat-eating bird?
I'm going to get...
Take it to a cat's home.
I'm going to get 100 views on TikTok.
As it eats a cat? Oh, why only 100 views?
Because I didn't write hashtag FYP for you page.
Is that
everyone knows if you don't do hashtag FYP for you page.
Yeah.
No views.
I've been putting that on my TikTok, so I don't get anything.
Then maybe you've just been misspelling it each time.
FPY. That's what I've been doing. FPY.
Oh my gosh.
Four page you. Oh no. Four page you.
You silly Billy. You silly Billy. Why?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cake or biscuits?
What type of business? What type of cake? Is it, or is it as a general thing, do I need to take all cakes or all biscuits?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. All cake or all biscuits?
Biscuits.
You like a biscuit better than a cake?
Yeah.
And when we're talking about biscuit, we don't mean a scone type thing that you eat in dinner. We're talking about a cookie.
I do like scones though.
But you would rather have a cookie over a cake?
Yeah. It's like a chalky chomp, chunk.
Chalky chunk.
I love a chalky chunk. So good.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Okay. But you only allow one of each.
Oh, so I can only eat. So chalky.
One chunk. Biscuit or one cake.
So I've got to just like lick it whenever I want a bit and then keep it in like a.
Oh, not one forever. I'm just offering you here. I got one of whatever cake you want or one of whatever biscuit you want.
And I'll just eat the biscuit.
You just eat one biscuit or one cake.
Or are you asking what my favorite cake is and what my favorite biscuit is? Because that is Choc Chunk and Red Velvet Biscuit.
Red Velvet Biscuit or Red Velvet Cake?
Red Velvet Biscuit, Choc Chunk Cake.
That's not.
Yeah, Choc Chunk Cake. Actually, my favorite cake is the piñata cake where you just get a bowl and you cover it in chocolate and then you freeze that and then you put lollies inside it and then someone hits it with a stick.
That's just lollies in hard chocolate.
It's the best cake ever.
It's half of
a. And if all cakes were like that, maybe I'd change my mind, but they're not.
Those biscuits. Biscuits all the way.
Biscuit.
Cookies.
The doy.
You still think all the teachers at your school are 21?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying then?
I'm saying we're all teachers.
Listen to the question. How old do you think the oldest teacher at your school is?
For all teachers.
Yes, and of all the people at your school, if they are all teachers, who is the oldest one and how old do you think that person is?
It's probably the thesaurus. It's prehistoric. That's a weird one.
Yeah, it was a weird one. I saw a competition, right? It was the worst tattoo competition. You had to get a tattoo, and the worst one won. So you win the prize, but then you have this tattoo on you, and it's a bad one.
How much is what's the prize?
It was
glory? Is it?
It was probably like 10K or something.
Ooh.
What would you have put on your body to win a worst tattoo competition?
Okay, so it's just my face, right?
What?
My mouth is on my belly button. And it says, live fast, die young, misspelt.
Yeah.
Comic Sans.
Is that
apostrophes in between every letter. The banner saying live fast, die young is held up by an eagle being shot down and crying into a lake where a baby is swimming. But it's doing that baby swim that's just like kind of a weird kick that babies do when they go in water because they can kind of naturally swim, but they're not good at it.
Yeah.
You're
depicting this on your belly.
Yeah.
And right.
And there's a big laser that just goes all the way down my foot and you think it would stop.
All the way there. Down your leg to your foot.
Yeah, and then but it wraps around and goes back up my foot and then it hits the other eagle on the other side. And at the top, it says nothing.
What, it says nothing or
yeah.
It says the word nothing?
Yeah. And then...
Is that in Comic Sans with...
No.
Is that in Comic Sans with commas between each letter?
No, but it's underlined, but very badly. And it's highlighted, but someone's highlighted it too much. So the effect that we're looking for is like when you can't really see all the paper on a pen because someone's put too many highlights through it. And so...
Oh, sorry, you can't see the pen on the paper?
Yeah, because someone's put too many highlights
through
it. And then, now here's where the genius comes in. It's called
aging. Oh, I was waiting for that.
It's called aging.
Yeah.
Now, when I age, what do you think's going to happen to my face? It's going to stay the same on my belly.
Well, it might get bigger. If you get a bigger belly.
Yeah, but I'm going to have this, my young, dumb face staring out. It's, one eye is lazy, one eye is pointing up, and then...
Oh, I didn't get that part of the portrait.
Yeah, didn't get that yet. And then that'll be on my belly for my grandchildren, and I'll be really old, and they'll be like, oh, I wonder what you look like, granddad. And I'll be like, I look like this. And then no one will respect me ever, and my grandchildren will be sad that they got my genetics. Easiest 10K ever. What would you do?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Do I win?
I think you're in with a chance.
Do you have the money?
No, this is not my competition.
Where's the money? Show me the money!
What, Hardy, in your considered opinion, are the worst songs ever written? Top three.
Don't get me started.
No, I want to get you started.
Get me started.
Yeah, worst songs. Come on, three. Okay, only three.
Three, okay. Number three.
Yep.
There's a song that plays every now and again in public spaces, but it's too loud to hear anything but the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And the chorus is just like, better than even if you're beautiful, better than and I can't tell whatever it is, and I hate it so much, and I don't know what it is, so I can't even tell you.
Sounds like there's some beautiful in there.
Yeah.
Listener, if you know what song that is, please email Zesty.
It's like, drink it up now, now, drink it up now, now. I know.
Yeah, email zestylifehacks@gmail.com and tell us what you think that song is. Or hit us up on Instagram. Just message us. Just tell us what song you think Hardy is referring to. Okay, number two.
Number two is Bohemian Rhapsody by Coldplay.
Oh, did they do a version of Bohemian Rhapsody?
I hope so. Just thought of that joke. I don't know if it's if it would work.
I think any band would be too afraid to do a to do a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's out there somewhere in the multiverse.
Oh, there are covers of it.
And that makes me angry.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so angry.
I'm going to allow it because the thought itself was horrifying. Number one.
Number
worst
one.
Worst song ever.
Incy Wincy Spider.
What do you mean?
What the heck is up with Incy Wincy Spider?
You can't be upset with Incy Wincy Spider.
I can and I am.
Why? Come on. Let's hear it. Let's hear your justification for being upset with Incy Wincy Spider, a children's classic and delightful, delightful song.
It's a sad
of the ages.
A cappella for deadbeats with no jobs.
What are you talking about?
All those little tiny people with no jobs that can't read singing it.
Are you talking about children? Toddlers.
They're lazy if toddlers. You ask me. There's no motivation behind it. Why is he climbing up the water spout?
He's got to get up. He's climbing. He's a spider. That's what spiders do. Spiders
and then
be
down
spidey.
Comes the rain. Yeah. Is this some sort of Sisyphus analogy where he's like rolling the boulder up the hill?
Oh yeah, all right.
And
it
then
is
comes
that
comes down. Oh, don't preach to me. Don't be so. Oh, don't be so.
It's a story of
it's a
story of resilience. That's what it is. And it teaches children fine motor skills and the concept of resilience.
What if you're bad at fine motor skills and then everybody in kindergarten calls you Sloppy Hands Hardy?
Nobody called you Sloppy Hands Hardy.
What if everyone calls you Sloppy Hands Hardy, Dad?
I can see you've been practicing. You're doing
it
now.
Yeah, I practiced all day and all night until I got down pat.
Nobody called you Sloppy Hands Hardy. What did they do that for?
Because I couldn't do the Incy Wincy Spider song.
Oh. Oh, and that's why it's your number one.
No, it's because it sucks. There's no bridge. There's no chorus. It's dumb.
What do you... Okay.
No instruments? Maybe a xylophone or a boom whacker?
Hold on a second. What's a boom whacker?
You don't know what a boom whacker is?
No.
It's a big tube.
Okay.
And you bang it on the ground and it makes a sound.
Is this a kindergarten kid?
Yeah, it's a kindergarten
kid song thing.
And there's a bunch of
They're actually called boom whackers.
Boom whackers.
So they have boom whacker written down the side?
Yeah, they're so good.
Is it a plastic tube?
Yeah, so it's a plastic tube.
And it goes boom, boom.
No. Well, like there's a bunch of them and they go sort of like dong, 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 dong. Because you can get all the different
You can
notes.
Get them tuned. A tuned
tube.
They're
all tuned. A tuned tube. Yeah, it's like A, B, C, D, D.
All you have to do is pick them up and whack them on the ground.
I'm pretty sure... Some of them, I'm pretty sure we did one to Cabbage Cafe.
What?
It was a song, and I don't know why I remember it from, like, kindergarten. We did, like, Cabbage Cafe. It was like,
no.
A broken egg. Hey, my name's Sam. A broken egg and a spilt some milk. And they were like, you better get that egg. Oh, wait, maybe broke a bag. You better fix that bag and fix that egg. But first you have to eat your cabbage. And then whenever a thing came up, we like spell it out, but then we use the tune of the boom whacker. So it would be like C-A-B-B-A-G-E at the Cabbage Cafe, C-A-F-E.
Oh. And
you don't remember that at all?
No.
Why not?
I wasn't there.
I worked hard.
I wasn't there.
I worked hard. Why weren't you there, Dad?
I couldn't be in every
Why
assembly.
Why weren't you there? I worked hard on that.
I'm going to get some boom whackers.
You should. I think there's a market for it on TikTok. I think.
Boom whacking.
I've seen them. Yeah, just people doing the songs.
Oh, you've already seen it on TikTok. I could watch TikTok and see people boom whackers.
Yeah. But they do like hard, intense songs, not Cabbage Cafe.
Got Got to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere. At the Cabbage Cafe.
You singing it's not helping.
Oh, and like the longest one I think is like an A. So everyone always wants the A.
A.
Well, like because all the tubes are different length.
Oh, okay. And the A is?
I think the A is the longest. Anyway, the longest one was the coolest one.
None of what you're saying makes sense.
None of your sense makes dollars.
Oh, that's it. I'm done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.